What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are in your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. Babes, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Evolved. It's been a hot minute here since I ripped out a podcast, but I feel like I got a good one for you guys here. Those who know me know that I like to speak in metaphors and make things relative to real life situations. I see a lot of weird shit, but I like it. And I think it lands for a lot of people. It's usually stuff, sometimes maybe. Stuff that everyone was thinking, and I'm just the one who's going to say it out loud. Maybe it was just me thinking it. I don't know. But you know what the beautiful thing is? This is my podcast, and I can say what I want. And you can choose to go or you can choose to stay. Either way, it's good with me. So anywho, I want to talk about health and fitness journeys, guys. And I'm going to relate it to a few things here and speak in a few metaphors. And I'm just going to speak from the heart about ways that I picture a health and fitness journey, some things I related to, and hopefully this will land for you and it'll give you a bit of motivation, perhaps, or a bit of context to your fitness journey. So first, I'm going to relate it to pushing a car. So I don't know if you guys have ever pushed a car before, but I have. The initial effort to get it into momentum it takes a lot, right? Like the car is sitting there parked, especially if it's in park, you can't push them then. But if you're trying to push it, guys, it takes a lot of effort to get going, especially if you're already a little bit tired, right? Like sometimes when we start a health and fitness journey, we're feeling overwhelmed. We're not really sure where to start. Same like pushing a car. If you've never pushed a car before, how do I do it? Should I lean at it backwards? Should I push it forward? Should I have my arms out in front of me? Should I push my whole body against the car? What do I do? So finally, you put in that effort and you get the car into momentum. And it's not as hard to push anymore because it's rolling a little bit, right? Maybe you can even turn around and sit on the bumper a bit and just push with your legs. It's not super hard anymore. But then there's things that come up. Maybe there's a pit stop along the way. You know, you got to stop to pee, or there's an exit and you're like, I wonder what's on that exit. You know, exits like maybe holidays, like we just had Halloween. My American friends just had Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas coming up. Then there's New Year's, new year, new me, right? But then before you know it, it's Easter. And then your friend Betty Sue's birthday. And then it's Fishbowl Friday. And then there's always something, guys, that's going to slow down your car or stop it altogether. There can be times when you're heading up a hill too. And if you don't have your foot on the gas enough, you start to slow down. You start to roll backwards even because you aren't applying that bit of steady pressure on the gas pedal. You took your foot off because you were going up the hill so good, you gave yourself the cookie before you did the trick. When the wind starts to blow a different way, babe, you've got to adjust your sails. Make a new choice. Now, let's talk about goals for a hot minute here, for a quick second. We're going to talk about goals. So goals, direction, I relate that to like a map or like your GPS system. So if you don't know your destination, you're just going to drive around aimlessly. And if you don't have a map, it could take you 10 times as long or longer. You might not ever get there. You know, you might take so many wrong turns that you don't even know where you are anymore or where you came from. But if you have someone in that car with you who's driven that road before, that can tell you where the potholes are and tell you where there's construction and tell you where the road is going to be bumpy and tell you what roadblocks are coming up and tell you the shortest route to get there, you get there a lot faster with that co-pilot in your car. Now, wouldn't you? Don't take your foot off the gas, guys. Like the I deserve it. It's like when you give yourself the cookie before you did the trick, you give yourself the reward before you've hit the goal, just because you're making progress towards it. Also, guys, you can't steer a parked car. If you're not in momentum, it's hard to make those adjustments. It's hard to make those turns. You also can't steer your car by looking in the rear view. Everything looks backwards. You don't know where you're going. There's no point in looking back there. If you stop the car, guys, it's hard to get back into momentum. It's better to just slow down a little bit and then do that one thing that's going to keep you going still, rather than stopping completely. Because if you stop, you have to put in that initial effort to get back into momentum all over again, just like your health and fitness fitness journey, guys, sometimes it gets hard and we stop. Instead of just doing those little things that kept us going, we stop completely. And then it takes us a long time to get going again. Think about it this way. Like, I'm going to make another metaphor here. So let's say you're riding a train, right? You're on the subway train of some sort. When it stops, do you get off even if it's not at your destination? Like when you're in your health and fitness journey, when you plateau, you haven't reached your goal yet, but you've plateaued, you've stopped progress a little bit, you've slowed down, you're stopping at the station. Do you get off the train? No, you don't, because you trust that the train is going to start going again and eventually get you to your destination. So that's the level of trust we need to develop in ourselves, babe. I'm not saying you need to go at like ramming speed, because that isn't sustainable long-term. It leads to overwhelm. And overwhelm leads to shutdown. And shutdown leads to the mud pit or the snowbank for us in Saskatchewan right now. And I don't know if you've ever pushed your friend's parents' car out of the ditch in the dead of winter at 16, but that shit's hard. Not speaking from experience or anything, mom and dad, but it's hard to get out when you're stuck in the mud, guys. You almost need like a little tug. And that's where I come in. That's where the Evolve coaches come in and the ladies in the Badass Babe Squad come in. That's where community and a support system can be super helpful to give you a hand or a shoulder and a little bum slap to get you into momentum again, into motivation again. There's strength in numbers, guys. Unlike the crabs in the bucket, I don't know if you guys have ever heard that one either. Did you know if you put crabs in a bucket, you don't have to worry about putting a lid on it, because anytime a crab is getting close to, you know, the horizon, they're almost out of the bucket. The other crabs in the bucket will grab onto them and pull them back down in. So you don't even have to put a lid on that. It's just like your friends, maybe they see you making progress. And then right when you're about to get out of the bucket, they grab onto your leg and pull you back down. They invite you out to the bar or to a birthday party and all hell breaks loose and you're back down in the bucket. Another thing we can relate it to, I got another one for you, a merry-go-round. You know, merry-go-rounds spinning around and around and you're looking for an access point to jump onto that merry-go-round. You want to get in somewhere between, you know, the unicorn and the rooster and the lion. Those are all little spots you can jump in. So maybe you need to start working on your nutrition a bit more. Maybe you need to move a bit more. Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe you need to drink more water. Maybe you need to eat less crap, less processed food, prep more meals. Maybe you need more protein, your mindset. Maybe I don't even know what I said anymore. Maybe you need to move more, yada, yada, right? And somewhere you find that magic spot between the unicorn and the rooster that you can jump in. Now you've jumped on and you're on the outside of the merry-go-round. And if you can picture a merry-go-round spinning around, you know that on the outside, that's where the most G-force is going to be, right? So you're just getting started. You just got on there and it's the hardest to hang on because you're on the outside of it and it's whipping around so fast as you're going around. It's trying to throw you off. So you're making your way to the center. You pass the flamingo and you're headed to the rooster and you grab and you move on and you move past and you see that little bench, you know, where you can take a seat. You guys know the one that I'm talking about, the I deserve this bottle of wine bench, right? Yeah, you know. So don't sit on that bench, guys. It's a trap. Once you sit down, gravity makes it hard for you to get back up again, man. But if you can slide past that bench, as you spend more time, as you approach the center, and as you pass that little bench where you can sit down and take a rest on that little bench, you know, as you pass that, it becomes easier as you get to the center of the circle. There's less G-force. It becomes easier. It can almost become too easy. You know what I'm saying? Like you look past the things that used to be huge wins for you. And now they're just normal. It just becomes a part of normal everyday life. I've seen this so much with ladies in the Evolve Method. They, at the start, the things that are big wins for them, like something like getting 2 liters of water and then 3 liters of water in a day, that's huge at first because you've been like drinking 3 liters of coffee instead of 3 liters of water or 3 liters of pop instead of 3 liters of water. And now you've gone to reducing that pop. You've increased your water, 1 liter, 2 liters, 3 liters, maybe even 4 liters. And then that just becomes an everyday norm and it's not a win for you anymore. Like it doesn't seem like it's a huge win because it's just normal. It's a part of your normal everyday life and it seems so easy. And when you're looking for wins, that doesn't seem like a win to you anymore, even though at the beginning, it was the biggest win for you to be able to do that. So we need to not look past those things that used to be huge wins because we're still winning, guys. Don't miss the little things that got you to the center of the merry-go-round. They're still huge wins. If you can change your mindset, you can change your life. That's it, guys. That's all I got for you on this episode of Evolved. So I hope that something out of all of this landed for you. If it did, please do me a solid. Share this on your favorite social media platform. You can tag me at Coach Xteen Cardenas or at Evolve_Elite Online Coaching. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was. You can slide on into my DMs and let me know too. I appreciate you. Hope you have the best day of your life. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at Coach Xteen Cardenas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.